Root systems are mainly of two types. Figure 20. Dicots have a taproot system, while monocots have a fibrous root system. A taproot system has a main root that grows down vertically, and from which many smaller lateral roots arise. Dandelions are a good example. Their taproots usually break off when trying to pull these weeds, and they can regrow another shoot from the remaining root. A taproot system penetrates deep into the soil. In contrast, a fibrous root system is located closer to the soil surface and forms a dense network of roots that also helps prevent soil erosion. Lawn grasses are a good example, as are wheat, rice, and corn. Some plants have a combination of taproots and fibrous roots. Plants that grow in dry areas often have deep root systems, whereas plants growing in areas with abundant water are likely to have shallower root systems. Root growth begins with seed germination. When the plant embryo emerges from the seed, the radical of the embryo forms the root system. The tip of the root is protected by the root cap, a structure exclusive to roots and unlike any other plant structure. The root cap is continuously replaced because it gets damaged easily as the root pushes through soil. The epidermis provides protection and helps in absorption. Root hairs, which are extensions of root epidermal cells, increase the surface area of the root, greatly contributing to the absorption of water and minerals.